Short Stack Radio. We're having lots of fun at Short Stack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Short Stack Radio episode 9. I'm Sean, joined here by Andy and Brady. And we had a week off because Brady was in New York, but you're back.
Was it like 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
It felt like longer because I missed you guys so much.
No.
Not really. I enjoyed every minute because I hate you all.
I love you too. How was it?
Yeah.
It was good.
You should start it off, Brady. Tell us about the experiences.
Experiences. I went to LA and New York. From Paris to Berlin and everything. And that was good. It was great. The highlight was probably Universal Studios in LA. Ooh. Very Brady thing to do, of course.
Very Brady thing to do. So let's get started. I liked that Brady put up a photo of himself in California, Santa Monica, beautiful Santa Monica Beach on the pier.
Well,
he's in the water, but his shoes are like right next to him.
Oh, yeah. Did you see
such
that?
A Brady photo.
No, I forgot about that.
I put that photo up on the Facebook and
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, your shoes are like right next to you. It's like, why didn't you just take them off? Oh, you got a comic.
No, I brought the photo in. I got this photo and I brought it in a comic because I didn't want to get it wrecked.
Right.
So you guys know I don't like rides very much.
You do not like rides.
I don't know why. I've had a big phobia since I was little. But I went to Universal Studios, and they have lots of telling Sean about it. Lots of Brady rides, which are like cinema rides and
carousels.
Yes,
that stuff kind of
thing.
For boring people.
Yes, exactly. Had the time of my life. They had the Simpsons stuff there. That was amazing.
That looked sick.
That would be good.
It was awesome.
Did you have like a Duff and Flaming Moe and stuff to have them? Yep. Is it alcoholic though?
No, I don't think so. Maybe that's why I didn't have a good time because I got wasted. But so I went on the Jurassic World ride and stuff. That was awesome. And then I did The Mummy. Okay, I was like, Mummy, good movie.
Yeah,
enjoyed it.
Not really that good a movie.
Looked a bit scary, but you know how I rate it. I look at you must be this high to enter this roller coaster. And I'm like, if it's not too high, I figure who would bring their kid? Like, it can't be that scary.
Yeah. Like, if the size is someone, it would be frowned upon if I was to fight them. Like, that's the level of okayness.
Exactly. That's how I did it. So, The Mummy, a bit taller. Got a bit scared. I went,
Was the size of a person actual mummy? Or was it just like,
It was just a little ruler. But it would probably went up to, it might have been like, my chest, I guess.
Yeah, so you could definitely fight someone the size of your chest and not like...
Yeah, I reckon.
It wouldn't be frowned upon.
So, yeah, I started to sweat a bit, but I went, you know what? I'm going to do every ride here, so I might as well do this one, even though it looks a bit more scary. Got on. It was all right. Loud and scary, but got through the end, had the worst time of my life because it actually was a pretty full-on roller coaster and thought, wow, that probably was worth buying the photo for. So may I present my reaction on the last final dip on the Mummy roller coaster. That is the face of real fear.
Just to put in like everyone's mind listening, behind Brady is like a 12-year-old girl having the absolute time of her life.
She's loving it.
And Brady looks like, oh.
That's the that's my face when an armed gunman comes into the house.
And the graphics on the photo look like the cover of a Skits Mix 19. Like Skits Mix. So it's kind of a retro thing.
Or a Goosebumps fan.
You look genuinely terrified.
I was really terrified.
I think I'm all right with rides. Like I can do roller coasters, I can do falling, I can do anything. But I do get freaked out when it's like falling backwards in the dark.
That's like, what it was like.
Yeah, see, that doesn't work well with me. Because I have the phobia of like you've done all the DreamWorks one, you've done the drop. Like we've skydived. Like that stuff doesn't bother me. But it's like, oh, God, if this ride gets caught, like, I'm locked into this thing. If there's a fire in here, like, I'm locked in. I'm gone. That's it.
I can't believe you actually became one of those people who went and bought the photos.
I know.
Photos
I, know. I always take a photo of it on my phone, and they're like, hey, get out of here.
Hey, little rat.
I'm so dedicated to this podcast that I thought I'm gonna show this to everyone. We're going to put it up online.
Was it like $80 photo?
$200.
While you were going, Brady, I was making enemies with everyone pretty much.
Okay.
So while Brady was doing typical Brady things, you were doing typical Andy things.
Yeah. My new place that I currently live in, I don't think they know yet. I have a couple of suspicions.
Very nice, by the way.
It's getting there. It's getting there. Almost all the furniture's in. But I recently, I went to, because I transitioned a little bit from Woolworths, they've been screwing me over.
Yeah.
So tried out Aldi for a little bit, right?
Oh, okay. The amount of old people in Aldi is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like, that's where they go. Well, it's like God's waiting room.
Deal.
They love it too. And they get the magazines, they collect them. I'm sure they like go to swap meets and trade for issues they don't have.
This is a big decision to swap supermarkets. What
it's
made
a
you
huge
swap?
Decision.
Well, mainly I just thought I'd try it. Like it's close. It was there, but which is completely irrelevant to the story I'm going into, but kind of like I went there and they have like these awesome things they don't usually have at like Woolies and other places like that. And I tried out, have you had those garlic prawn things? No. They're like frozen prawns in a bag. Absolutely love it.
Seafood at Aldi's awesome.
Yeah, literally been getting bags and bags recently. Anyway, one of the bags, I let it get a little bit stale in the fridge. So I was like, oh, I better chuck it out. But it was like at the start of the week, just out of the bin week, just dumped it all in the front bins. Like we have a whole bunch of bins out the front of the, communal bin. Just poured them all in there. And for some reason, the bin man didn't come this week. And we've had a couple of hot days and it's been festering there. Well, the other day, like I was out there washing my car. And it reeked. Like people were walking past the street just going,
poor. When we walked in today, I went, what the hell is that?
That's my prawn sitting in the bottom of the
bin.
That's
disgusting.
So all my current neighbors are like, they wouldn't know it's me.
Prawn boy.
Like, he did just come. Now I'm the stinky kid.
Wow.
You can't escape it.
No, but I actually have other worries because we're currently here in, I like to call it my office because it really
you did
seems
call
official.
Office,
yeah,
way,
I did,
yeah.
But it does it's really like just, an office. It's a spare bedroom that we film podcasts in, but I have all these like full on lightings and lighting and all that. And usually I'll have that window open. And for you people listening, you know, you'll have to go and watch, but we have records all over the wall and they kind of smell like that old mothball type thing. And I wonder like, through my window, all the neighbors walk past. They can see that. And I reckon this is Bondi. There's records on the wall, these hydro lights going. They're going to be walked past thinking.
They're going to think you do weed.
They're going to think I'm doing a hydro kit down here or something.
What's a hydro kit?
Well, like, you know, growing marijuana.
Oh, this is your little growing
room. Because they'd walk past. Look at these bright lights from outside. They'd be like, what are they doing? There's just a couple of guys in there giggling. They would definitely.
I was going to say funny smells and vintage records. Seems like you're doing porn down here or something.
No, the vintage records, I don't know. Because they're probably not from some college dorm or anything.
Like none of the people on there are attractive.
There's one, that old 80s one down there. She's kind of in a bar, but that's about as good as it gets. Other than that, it's all about.
The twist looks all right.
I feel like it was a lot more acceptable for older men to be successful 30 years ago. Like,
that's what I was thinking. Crazy. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, look at all these old men just killing on the cover. You
wouldn't
really have
that
nowadays.
All these
people
are in their
40s. You've had your heyday. But none little young kids like us, really.
No. Band news related, we sort of started writing for the next record. I wrote with Darren, who sings for Kiss Chasey this week while he's in town. Did you end up going to the show?
No, I didn't. It was sold out and I was really bummed out about that because I only found out last minute. Yeah.
Where
it was their
playing?
Final gig. Their final gig at the Metro.
We're also playing at the Metro.
No,
tickets are on sale.
I really wanted to meet him or whatever because I never got to tell him I actually performed his song for my HSC.
Did you? Oh, you should have told me that. I would have had a good old yarn with him. A good old yarn. It was cool though, but I haven't written with anyone in a while. The last time I wrote with someone was in LA in like 2012, 2013. So it was kind of weird to write with someone again. But yeah, it was really good. I think we got a cool song out of it.
Yeah, I heard the song. I write it.
Thanks. It's very I forgot how different it is to write with someone else because he wrote like a part that I would never write. It was a part that I just personally
wrote. So it was a good part.
It was really good. And like I was in there and because it wasn't a melody that I would naturally go to, I just couldn't sing it. Like I couldn't get the
I actually thought you sang pretty well on the demo.
Oh, he was singing as well.
I thought what kind of, you know, the computer in like Josie and the Pussycats remake?
the white button.
NASA
just pressed
computer.
It.
Yeah.
But it made me realize like he's an amazing musician. We are so bad at our jobs. He was so good. He just like went in there, rocked up, knew all the chords, knew everything. It was very professional. Here we are.
And that was a couple of days after his show too. He would have been a little bit.
And he wrote the day before as well.
Rusty.
So top three things that impressed you about Darren?
Can
play guitar pretty well.
Can play guitar really well.
Can sing pretty well.
He's a very good singer. Just positive attitude. I think it's good to hang around with other musicians. And I don't know. It's interesting to see what people's opinion is on the industry. And it's interesting to see what people's opinion is on us, and it's always important to get the opinion of someone you respect because it sounds dorky and it sounds really condescending, but there's not really many people in the industry whose opinion I take seriously.
Mm.
But when it's someone who you respect, I think it's always good to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the album exciting. Now. I wasn't before.
The Sean and Darren experience. He's in such good shape too.
Oh,
for like a vegan.
This is Raven. This is something to talk about, but you got
a little crush on him.
So while you guys were doing important things, well, I suppose this is, oh, it's very important, I guess.
Jerking off.
No. This weekend I finish off the rest of my calls, like finally. Oh, there's so many.
Why did it take you so long?
Why did it take so long, Brady? I think the listeners already know why it took so long, because
you had a lot.
I sold a lot of
bottles. You did have a lot. I must admit, I didn't have a lot, and it took me so long to get through mine.
I never get like mad at the fans. Like, there's nothing that frustrates me about them ever. But what frustrates the hell out of me are those ones that don't have a message bank written, and I have to listen to that wanker. Oh, I think it's Vodafone.
Wait.
You know it?
Ready?
You know it?
Boom, boom.
No.
It appears such and such doesn't have a voicemail. It reminds me of that like episode of Family Guy where they're trying to change the cable, and it's like, oh no, it's South Park, and they rub their nipples like, ooh, you can't get service. Ouch. Yeah, so sarcastic. I don't want to punch him. I want to reach for the phone. It's like, it frustrates me that much that I don't feel bad that fan missed that call, because that's their own fault for having that ridiculous ringtone. But yeah, no, that one. And you find, okay, because, you know, there's no denying we have majority female fan base, but it's definitely starting to transition recently. Like, been like way more blokes and heaps stuff like that. But I'm still, that's what I mean. I'm used to talking to women, talking to girls. I'm like, hey, how are you? Whatever. Like, you know,
hello.
How are you? Like, hi, how are you? Fabulous.
Can't do that to a dude.
Yeah, when a dude, it's like, hey, how you doing, mate? Yeah, oh, yeah, what are you doing? Watching the football tonight?
How often do you call a guy on the phone in real life?
Never. And it's like, you know, it's only for a purpose if you're having something exact saying, like, what you doing? I'm not really an angry person, but some people might think I am just because I'm always whinging about something.
You're pretty angry.
I'm a pretty angry person.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to work on that then, I guess, guys.
I don't think you're an angry person. I think you're a person that sweats the little things.
Yeah, and this is 100% one of the little things. Because, you know, we're big Family Guy fans, and I feel like I'm stealing his segment, you know, what grinds my gears.
I just do it.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the things that grinds my gears, right? Windows, right? You know how you have the electric windows?
And cars?
Auto electric windows. So handy.
Like the operating system.
Yeah. the windows that go up and down, you know. Yeah. And in a car, XP. And you have those auto ones in the driver's seat. Absolutely great.
Yeah.
What grinds my gears? The auto ones that only go down automatically. They don't go up automatically. You've seen them? Right. Okay. No, this is why. And I did some research to find out why, which kind of frustrated me because it's just annoying. They had the auto ones. It doesn't use any more technology to make it automatically go up, but you know, it'll auto go down. Now people are going to go and get in their car and see if it does. It goes auto down. Yeah.
What do you mean auto? Like you have to keep holding it?
Yeah. No, you just push the button once and it goes.
Mine doesn't do that.
Mine
has a double click. You have to press it even harder. Or some do it like a click. Mine one, you press it really hard to just let it go up by itself, or you just press it kind of to control.
So it does go auto up. Because I used to have a car similar to yours as well, Brady. No, this car I'm currently driving.
You got to wind it up.
It goes up, but you got to hold it. Like you don't have to just push the button. Like you got to sit there like a sucker holding the button up just to make it go up.
Yeah, I think it's a pressure thing.
No, it's not. I looked into it because I was so confused. I was like, those jerks, why would they do that to me? Like I was really frustrated. I go online and looked it up. Apparently, it's a safety thing, right? So kids don't get their jammed in the window. And I was like, God, children. They're ruining everything.
They do.
They just.
I hate makes sense.
The child lock, just everything. No, come on. And I was like, but at the same time, I feel like, you know how you learn three new things every day? That was one of the things I learned that day. And it made me kind of happy, but at the same time, still angry with murderous rage that my window doesn't automatically go up.
The majority of children annoy me. But as soon as I have kids, I'll be like, oh, my God, I love kids so much. I know it.
Your life isn't complete until you have
always
children.
Hate everyone else's Once kids. I made a huge mistake of telling my friend who has two twin boys that I have a dog and it's pretty much the same as having a child. And he, like, lost his shit. Hey. Cheese TV. Remember Cheese TV?
Cheese TV.
Do you know why Cheese TV was cancelled?
Why?
Guess who? All right. Before we go into this. This is just an allegation, something I found on the internet, which is interesting. But the person that cancelled Cheese TV, we love him. Huge fan of the show. Good guy. Excellent all-round guy. But the fact that he done this, Who? This kind of...
No, I'm curious. Who is it?
It's like someone telling you that, like, Christmas is cancelled. Oh, why is Christmas cancelled? Because Superman cancelled Christmas. You're like, what? Superman wouldn't do that.
That's not cool,
he's
Superman.
A great guy. Rove cancelled Cheese TV.
But why? No.
Because Cheese TV used to make fun of segments on their breakfast show, and Rove was just starting at the time. They made fun of Rove. Rove pulled the strings, didn't like it, and got Cheese TV cancelled, pulled off the air.
Where did you read this?
Apparently, it's on Wikipedia.
Wow.
I'm going to actually do some research on that too, because we all love Rove.
I love Rove.
Rove's a legend. He gave us one of our biggest breaks.
I don't believe it.
For those that don't know, Cheese TV was a morning show.
Oh, God, it was so good.
Cheese TV.
Ran for about 8 years or something, I think.
And Dragon Ball Z.
Played Dragon Ball Z, played Pokemon. It played so many cool shows.
I actually recently...
Stimpy? SpongeBob?
Old school.
This is before SpongeBob.
Yeah, I think it is.
What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe,
I don't know if they did.
But before Cheese TV, remember Agro's Cartoon Connection?
But no, that was on Channel 7. Cheese TV was Channel 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was on. It was competing because my sister would always want to watch Agro and I'd always want to watch Cheese TV.
Cheese TV was so cool. And so remember Jaden Ryan? They were the hosts.
Yeah.
And they had the backwards red cap on.
Yeah, that was cool.
Man, so 90s. So cool.
Yeah. I wonder what they're doing now. What do you reckon?
Just playing a way to kill Rove.
You would, but you'd secretly, if that's true, we can't confirm that one.
We can't. Just an allegation.
Maybe we need our listeners to do as much research as possible. Mm. Don't annoy Rove, though. He's awesome. Sean Stack said you.
Yeah, don't annoy Rove. No. Be like, Rove, we love you. I just want Rove to come out and say whether or not this is true.
Mm.
Because there are a lot of things out there that people say. Like the other day I was on Reddit. I was on a football thing and... Because I'm a Parramatta ambassador for the Eels. I said, oh, you know, I represent the Parramatta thing because I'm in this band. They're like, oh, what band are you in? And they're like, oh, I'm in Shostak. And the dude commented and he's like, oh, did you get hit in the face at the beachy one time or something? It's like, what? Like, no. None of us have ever been beat up for being in a band, number one. Number two, come at me, bro. I'll fucking drop you like same shit. No, but just people saying things that aren't true.
Yep.
So this is the chance for Rove to clear his name.
I feel like we shouldn't stir this pot though.
No. Let's assume innocence.
Until being proven guilty. Yep.
Maybe our angle is Cheese TV was an important part of our childhood.
I couldn't really care less now.
We just need closure, though.
We do. It's just gone one day, wasn't it?
Nowadays, but like, I don't know about you guys. I don't really watch TV anymore. It's just.
What do you watch then?
Like Netflix or like the internet.
Kids these days will never know like the beauty of like. You come home, you just randomly turn on the TV one night and just for some reason at 10 o'clock, like an episode of South Park or something's on.
Yeah.
You're like, oh so my exciting. God, it's, like it's amazing.
Yeah, it was like a trip to McDonald's. You were just like.
It's so sick.
So stoked.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Simpsons used to play 6 o'clock every night. Like you had to be at 6 o'clock. Otherwise you missed that episode.
Yeah, like you would schedule your life around what's on TV.
Yeah.
And if the postman, like you didn't get your physical paper TV guide, like you're screwed. You were lost.
I remember before like there was YouTube and stuff. Like I used to wait and watch Blink-182. I used to watch video hits and stuff waiting for like Blink-182 to come on just for those 3 minutes or something.
So you could hear the song. Yeah. There was no other way to hear the song.
And just watch the video because that was the only way you could watch the video.
I feel like the majority of our podcasts are turning into just us angry old men rambling about how times used to be. Back in my day.
Don't know how easy they have it.
Kids, I used to walk 3 miles to school. I actually did. I walked 20 minutes to school. That was a long walk. Back on those similar subjects, what's it called? Saturday Disney?
Yes.
Okay. They had the major prize draw at Saturday Disney, right?
Yeah.
Every year. And it was like they give away this like ride-on freaking, what is it called? Like one of those ride-on.
Electronic.
Yeah, electronic things. Yeah. And I tried so hard. I totally cheated. Like you're a killer, Jorah, but I would like find these Disney books and go and like just put the paper over the top of them and trace them and then pretend that was mine.
But they had detectives that would go through the submissions.
Well, I don't know. I worked so hard on that.
Cheated.
And I was sending it away and the whole point was to get this ride-on scooter to get to school and stuff like that. And I never
you'd
got
ride
a response.
It to school?
Well, yeah.
It gets stolen like the first day.
I'll tell you about that time before I had my PS4, I had a PS3 and they sent us out Call of Duty, I think, like the deluxe version with like HD camera and everything,
no, it
like
wasn't.
Spy kit. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I got one. It was like a little GoPro. It came a little GoPro.
I still got it. Like, anyway, I was like, you know, this must be worth it because I think to buy it outright, it's like a couple hundred bucks.
Mm.
So I took it down to my local EB Games. Like, this one, the guy really pissed me off, right?
Probably a good thing to say you're hawking things you get in promotion.
No, but it's like because they got it for the wrong console.
Use it.
I couldn't use it. I would have loved it, but I couldn't use it. And I still have it now because now I do use it because I have a PlayStation 4 now. But then I didn't. Anyway, back to the story. This little wanker. Took like a good 20 minutes of my time, like looking through the whole box. We're like, oh, there's a little deluxe edition, is it? Like flicking through it. And I pulled it out. It's like, you know, there's a HD camera. Oh, there's a little spy kitten here.
I imagine it's like going a jewelry person, like putting a little thing over his eye.
Was like that. And then he turns around, puts on the table. I was like, oh, we don't usually take things like this, but I can offer you
$20. Oh, my God.
$20?
Yeah.
$20, my friend. You've just wasted 20 minutes of my time acting all interested. Give me that and $20.
What a bitch.
Mate.
What did you actually say?
Good day, sir. Good day to you, sir. I'm getting some KFC.
You actually said, no, thank you, I declined. And then walked out.
Well, it's like, it was more just because he like asked me so many questions. Has it been used? Has it still got the booklet? I'm like, it was unopened. It was in the wrapping. Like, he had to open it to make sure it was still in there. Like, I went and got a freaking wrapping kit just to wrap it. Like, come on, mate.
So they sent me out this collector's edition of Assassin's Creed.
Mm.
And I put online because, like, obviously when they send you something, it's cool. Like, you say, hey, check this out. And someone commented on it. They're like, oh, wish I got sent things instead of, like, they're like, oh, so you get money and free things. It's like, fuck you.
We get no money.
Number two, everyone likes free things. This is how keen I was for the game, though. Like, I knew they were going to send it out to me and it would have come at, like, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm.
I couldn't wait that long. So I went out that morning and bought a copy of the game and then they deflected to me and I returned the copy that I already bought. So that's how keen I was for this game. And then there's some... That should be the term of the podcast.
Yeah,
come in and go.
You can get away with it, can't you? Why?
Well, you get your free stuff, do you? Yeah, you think you're pretty good. Why don't I give it to people who need it?
It's pretty annoying.
I reckon I kind of see, like, did you see that story about the nightclub owner from Perth? And he's in not really in trouble, but he was like, my rule is there's no in this club.
What?
And he was and like, that's not a racist term. Well, it's just like a bit of a dunce of a dude, like someone in no fashion.
Sounds like a bit of a lower class.
Sounds like though.
No, it's not.
No, but it's not. I don't think it has anything to do with like any race.
I'd put and dropkick in the same category.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, and same with like, it's like, it's not. Like, I would say a would be more directed at a male and a
Everyone,
be directed at a female, but it's still just like.
I think, remember the time that guy was on Big Brother and he kept calling people on TV and they had to be like, wait, you gotta stop doing that.
They actually let it air.
Yeah, it was on Big Brother Live and then someone did something and he's like, oh, no, piss off your and then they're like, whoa, settle pedal.
You know what? To be safe. This is the episode of beeping. I'm going to beep every single controversial word on this podcast. So,
but I really think they need to hear like they need to know what
someone needs to hear
beep beeped. People are going, what the hell are they saying every time I hear that annoying noise? When I was in America, guys.
Oh, America story again. Yeah, we get it, right?
Yeah, did you guys know? Did you guys know?
Everyone gets it.
I was in America. I took a trip out to New Jersey. Why did you do that, Brady?
That's a long way.
That is a
long way. Not as far as I thought, though. It was only like an hour and a bit.
Yeah, that's pretty long.
I think you'd fit in Jersey Shore.
Well, Jersey. Is that a show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I haven't seen that one. I've seen the.
You would hate it.
What's the British
Geordie
one?
Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
Similar concept.
Okay. Yeah. Girlfriend's very distant relatives were out in New Jersey. So
this sounds like shit already.
Great, great way to spend the day. They were nice. So we arrived and I could tell, not judgment, but they weren't very impressed.
With you?
With me.
Ooh.
So, you're a pretty impressive guy.
Well, I feel I've
You got, have the conversational skills of a doorknob, but you're a pretty cool guy.
Well, see, maybe the doorknob thing, that's what got me. So we got there, met the distant grandma. She was nice, but...
Is she New Jerseyan or was she Australian?
She's actually German, but she's been
Good
there
India for, scholar.
She's been there for 30, 40 years. So, yeah, she wasn't too impressed, though, with my manliness.
Yeah.
So, and then, okay, I thought maybe I'm just, you know, being a bit sensitive to this. Maybe Americans are more manly. I don't know. Met the great grandpa relative.
Hey, Brady, how are you?
He was not impressed. They made comments about my beard.
Your beard.
My lack of beard.
Lack of beard.
They made comments about my pants, I think. They suggested at one point, I made a joke about how I wear high heels.
No.
I don't know how I worked that in. Right. And they did not laugh.
But here's the thing. If I met you for the first time, Brady, I'd be like, oh, hey, man, how you doing? You're like, yeah, cool. I'm like, do you want a beer? And you'd be like, no, I don't drink beer. I'd be like, ooh. Struck one.
No, I don't do manual labour.
Do you want to come watch the footy? Oh, I'm not really interested in footy. Hmm. Strike two.
What would be the strike three?
I just put on my favourite pair of high heels.
No, is that really just because of the way you dress and because your beard's not
Well, I came to the conclusion, yeah, maybe I'm not, I know I'm not the most lumberjack of the lumberjacks, but yeah, I started to question.
Is it important to you though?
It is a little bit.
I think for every man it is a little bit important to be manly.
Exactly.
And I enjoy the fact that I am quite manly.
Well, Andy,
I look like a man, you know what I mean? Like there are some people our age, we have friends that look like little boys. I'm proud that I look like a man.
From a distance.
I think you get to that point in your life like where you have your own house as a man and you're like, it's the transition from boy to man where like you're no longer at home and you're like, you know, boy, if someone robs right now, like I am the only thing stopping my dog from getting stolen. Like that's it.
Why would someone steal your dog?
I was about to say gay, but that was a little bit inappropriate for like the podcast.
I actually just have one of those big metal poles next to my bed.
See, I don't have that. I just have bare knuckles.
Really?
100% man. 100%.
Is it? But do you? Because I used to have the pole as well in case an intruder came in, and I thought, is this a bit paranoid?
No, everyone has it. Poles are huge thing.
Yeah. Nah, well, I don't know. Better be safe than sorry, I guess.
And would you attack someone, an intruder, or would you just go straight to call the police?
But see, this is where I have the advantage over you guys. I got the dog. Like,
your dog is. You could like kick it with your.
Yeah,
you could
but
blow
like,
it away.
But she'll bark and go crazy as soon as someone comes in, like 5 meters of the house. So I know they're coming before they're there.
Okay, yeah.
Like, what's Bruce going to do? Just watch Bruce in the corner. Masturbate at you getting hurt.
Exactly. He'd sit in his favourite chair.
Punch him in the face. Punch him harder. Can animals masturbate?
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, haven't you seen that monkey jerking him off? He jerks himself off with his foot.
Don't you guys watch
really?
Pond?
I don't know if it was like for pleasure or if he was just having a scratch.
As Pitbull left, didn't he say he was going to watch some monkey porn?
It does sound like something you would do. Dirty man. We well, never heard any repercussions from that, did we?
From Pitbull? I think he has better things to do.
I do love a bit of Pitbull. Love the bull.
We're referencing, of course, episode 6? Episode
like
5 or 6?
God. The good old days.
Are we going to have a new guest?
I'm run out of voices. I'm very one dimensional.
What do you mean? Was that you?
The secret's out, guys.
Sean, no, you promised.
No, only joking. I've run out of contacts.
Thank you.
Yeah, better.
In high school, I was like, I was a bit of the class clown, I guess, in drama. Like, I was one of the funny dropkick kids. Yeah, bit me.
You're crazy.
Me,
you're a Simpsons
character. Friend.
Who would you be?
Bart Simpson. Yeah, I'd probably be Bart, I'd say. Bart or...
I'd be Mole Man.
You'd be Milhouse.
You are Milhouse, yeah.
Okay, who are you then, Sean?
Kearney. No, what, Kearney? Jimbo.
No, but when I like, because, you know, I was in this funny drama class with all my friends, you know, acting stupid. But then you guys know I had that one little stint on Home and Away.
You
know, my
one little, when you broke the big
little.
Time.
Yeah, big broke little. The big time with my little one-liner.
See, I don't want to say Oscar potential, Andy, but it's being thrown around.
Anyway, it's like after this, like I got so much shit for it at school because everyone was like, would say, because my line was sandwiches, ham sandwiches, as I was getting beaten up by like a bully.
I can't believe you deliver it as well as you did on that day.
Luckily, I didn't do it, boy.
Then every single one of my friends, like whenever it's lunchtime, hey, Annie, what's on your sandwich? And I was just sitting there. Anyway, but after this, I thought like, you know, this was in Newcastle. I was on Home and Away. I was like, mate. I was like, you next level. I was like, mate, I'm up here. So then next time in drama class comes around to the improv time or whatever. I've matured a little bit as an actor. I'm now a senior actor. So I like found myself doing like these really serious bits and all my friends were like, well, hey, trying to do this fun stuff. And I'm like, no, he said to Stanley. And I just like super serious. And everyone was looking at me like, who the hell's this wanker?
I'm like wasting embarrassment on your behalf.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
So wait.
Why didn't you start teaching the class, mate?
Take us through your train of thought because I think this is so cringeworthy. Well, you did your thing on Home and Away and you got
actually,
into drama.
Yeah, all the drama teachers, they like giving me respect. They're like, man, Andy was on TV and everything. It was like literally, it was one line. I want to try and find the video. I've never found it. But anyway, yeah, no, I just
you
thought
mean
I was next level.
It's not on YouTube?
No, it's not. That. No, what a bloke man is, that little
skit I did. Yeah, who the fuck would put that up?
I like that. I'm still proud of that one, but that was funny. I still have that.
Still though, did you put it up?
No.
Who would put that up?
I ripped the one that they put up and I put it on my own channel.
Oh.
But their one still has more plays. There you go. But yeah, that was my big break.
What do you reckon is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done as a kid? Once I wore I really wanted boxer shorts. Like, I didn't want undies anymore. This is when I was like,
oh, little. How cool, like boxer nine. Shorts.
Like, when you're a boy and you make the transition from undies to boxer shorts, you are like so cool.
And then but you're also a man when you transition back.
Because I never like got the official boxers. I just wear, like, you remember those silk ones?
Yes, that's what I did.
Wear to bed and stuff. And I just like put them on straight afterwards. But they're the worst things ever because they bunch up and stuff. So cool, and you're like,
you're wearing boxer shorts.
And but I'd have those little Looney Tune ones or something, and they poke out the bottom of my ones.
Ooh. And that's the thing. I went to school.
I think I remember those.
And I realized. I remember those way long ago. I went to school and I realized that, like, my Phantom boxer shorts were longer than my actual school shorts. Oh. Got there and I was like, crap. Like, do I just ditch them all together? Or do I, like, roll? So I ended up, like, rolling them off and sort of, like, ripping them off in the bathroom and stuff. It was all fine, but, oh, so embarrassing.
That was, like, my granddad, actually. He used to, like, full on, just when he'd go to bed, he'd rock the knickers still, but then he'd tuck his singlet into his knickers. So they'd be poking out the bottom of his knickers. Weirdest thing. That image is burnt into my mind.
I bet it got really weird in bed as well.
What weird things have you've done? You're weird. Not really.
I have things like secret weird things that I would never confess.
I can pray he's a fiend.
Do you remember when you went on that school camp and there was that kid there and everyone told him, someone sold him weed, but it was just like cut up grass?
Oh, yeah, Damien.
Yes.
And he's like, man, I think I got the munchies.
It's just grass, you loser. You're such a loser.
No, at that very same camp, but I remember do you remember, what are they called? Not cruisers, like that. It's like the man's vodka, like vodka lemonade. Schmerloff. I think it was Schmerloff.
Lemon Rusky.
Yeah, and I just went and got like a whole 2 liter bottle of Mount Franklin's like lemonade or whatever, and just filled it all up with that. And they did the bag checks or whatever. Teachers opened it, smelt it, everything, got away
with
it.
How did they not smell it?
They smelt it and it smelled like lemonade. And I got away with it and I was absolutely wasted at camp at the same time that he was apparently getting high.
I remember I fell asleep at camp and one of the dudes, Noel, I think it was Noel, someone, I don't know. Someone came up and I remember hearing them. They were like, can I shave my eyebrows in my sleep? I waited till they got over me. And I punched him in the stomach. And it was dark and the room just had... And then he like staggered off in the night.
It does so.
Yeah. And then I like slept with the pillow over my head because I was so paranoid of like someone shaving my head or something.
Do people still do, kids still do school camps? I remember that being the greatest time of my life.
You
school camps?
Did you go to one?
I went to that one.
Mm.
Wait, I can't even remember that. I remember it though.
We went to like a bush camp and they had to abseil and
I cried so much on that camp. They got us to do the most advanced stuff, although I did a few of them and I was like a man about it. But then one of them I just broke down and started crying in front of all these new people in year 7 that I just met. I was like, this camp's
like
so dumb.
A rocking horse. And Brady's there like,
I was so embarrassed. That was horrible.
It was like you had to climb on ropes through the jungle and that wasn't that hard.
Mm.
And then you did rafting and stuff. That wasn't that hard. Either. But there was a flying fox thing, and the flying fox thing was a little bit terrifying. But there was an absolutely terrifying one. It was like 10-meter wall, and you had to abseil backwards.
Yeah, I did that one okay.
Oh, did you? See, I thought that was the hardest one.
Nah. The one I cried on was like the flying fox. Yeah, I
flying
think
fox
so.
Is pretty high.
That's horrible.
It was just a terrible experience.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in to Just Like Radio episode 9.
Yeah, it's been real special.
It's been real, guys. Once again, we're going on to
January.
And
February.
Tickets are selling out.
Yeah.
All the VIPs have sold out. Have you seen that?
Have they?
I think there's 3 left in
LA. Yeah, I must have said it was a nice surprise to come really home good. To that we're doing that again. That was really fun last time.
It was good meeting everyone personally and having them at our sound checks and
but
stuff.
If you've missed out on the tickets, we'll be meeting people after the show as well. Not as personal, but just hanging out and saying hi. So, yeah, come in January. Once again, thanks to everyone who picked up our album Homecoming. And, yeah.
And
thanks for tuning in.
If you have anything interesting to say about today's episode, please email us at podcast@shortstackband.
Yeah.
We haven't had a lot of like great good content come from there. Like some suggestions, but nothing really.
A lot of good opinions.
Yeah.
Nothing really worth discussing.
Nothing worth our time.
And on top of that, please remember to rate it, subscribe to it, write a little comment. It all helps us out in the charts. And thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.